This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 29th. God's word to you today is His might. Our scripture reading is taken from John 16, verse 24, and it says, "You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy." Today's anchor scripture shows us clearly that the new privilege of asking the Father in the name of Jesus and receiving answers is tied to our joy. This belief of if you pray, you do not need to get any answers, just love Jesus. He does not need to answer your prayers. When you get to heaven, you'll be fine. That is a lie. Jesus himself said, "When your prayers are answered, then your joy will be full, and my name will be glorified." John 16, verse 26 says, "Then you will ask in my name. I'm not saying I will ask the Father on your behalf." Jesus is saying to us, "Do not think I will be there asking for you. No, you will come by yourself." John 16, 27 says, "For the Father himself loves you dearly, because you love me and believe that I came from God." God loves you dearly. He wants to hear your voice. God wants to hear you himself, and it is a beautiful place to be. John 16, verses 29 to 30 says, "Then his disciples said, 'At last, you're speaking plainly and not figuratively. Now we understand that you know everything, and there is no need to question you. From this, we believe that you came from God.'" They have an answer that brought illumination to them. But they said, "Now we believe you are from God." So you can ask questions for illumination, or you can ask questions for verification. You want to verify if the person is legit. You want to verify if you should employ this person. You ask the person questions, right? In this case, when Jesus asked their questions for illumination, they said, "We do not need to ask you questions for verification." So even though it appeared they were only asking for illumination, Jesus' answer also sorted out their quest for verification. They were not able to voice out the question, "Are you sure you are the Son of God?" But by the time Jesus answered them, they said, "Now we believe that you are the Son of God." I pray God will illuminate your heart and sort out every question or verification in the name of Jesus. Yet, illumination and verification are insufficient without the Holy Spirit. We still need the power of the Holy Spirit to keep us going. John 16, verses 31 to 32 says, Jesus asked, "Do you finally believe? But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Jesus was saying to them, "You have information. You have gotten verification that I am the Son of God. But you are still going to be scattered. You are still going to abandon me until you receive power. Then you can stand for me." Information cannot replace the power of the Holy Spirit. The fact that you know the Bible, you know who Christ is, can never replace the power and the person of the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 33 says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace with me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for direct access to God the Father and the guarantee of answered prayers. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.